May aim was signed the Chayovim Aleihem. When is there an Issa? When is Kedusha Chal on Bikurim? Bikurim, when it grows, there's no Issa on Bikurim. Bikurim is regular fruits. The Israel takes it off the tree, and then he brings it up to Yerushalayim to the Beis Hamikdash. At what point is the Chal the Kedusha Bikurim? Just when you pull it off the tree, at that time, there's no Issa yet. He does not have the law of eating Bikurim. When is the Chal the Kedusha Bikurim? Miyayim Asayim Nechayovim Aleihem. So Al Gemara says the Loshin, Mishayiro Perei Abayis. When you see the face of the house, which Rashi learns, Misa Zar, if the Zar eats it, at what time is the Kedusha that the Zar would receive Misa feeding it? So it says Roshim Mishira Play Abayas, which portion you learn it means when it comes into Yerushalayim. When you see the Beis Hamikdash, portion Mishira Play Abayas means when you bring it to the Beis Hamikdash. So Tais also before, the Kuriyas HaKadim Alayim, Zar Misa, for Kain Malkus, it applies upon both of them. If a Kain eats Bikurim before the Kriya, there's Malkus involved. Or else if he eats a Chus V'chayma, She Mitzvah Se Bifnim B'Yazara, there's a Mitzvah to eat the Bikurim inside Yerushalayim. Tais says, but the Mitzvah Bikurim is eaten inside the Azara, Mash inside the Beis Hamikdash, he has to eat it. If a Kohen eats Bikurim outside the Beis Hamikdash, he has this lav. That's the question. When is the Kedusha Chal on Bikurim that there's a lav for a Kohen to eat it, either outside or even before the mitzvahs? And when does a Zar receive Misa? So Gemara says, Mishira Pnei Abayis. So Rambam Shita is though, it means when you bring it to Yerushalayim. As soon as Bikurim is brought into Yerushalayim, that's when the Issa is Chal upon Bikurim. It should be like that. Because we had a Gemara before that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Hanoch is not Makis. Hanoch is not Makis. It comes out, when is the Heter Chal? When can you eat Bikurim? Mishira Pnei Abayis. So if you go and see a Pnei Abayis, there's a spirit, there's never an Issa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, when the Bikurim come into the Beis Hamikdash, right away it's Mutter to eat it. And if the Issa was only Chal when you first bring it in, so you never have the Issa Bikurim. That's what the Rambam learns when the Gemara says Pnei Abayis here, it means Yerushalayim. As soon as the Bikurim is brought into Yerushalayim, that's when it's Chal the Issa. For now, a Zar has a Chiv Misa if he eats it. A Kain has a Lav. When is the Heter? That's the Machlokes. Either B'Shas, L'Gomam Yama, when you bring it into the Beis Hamikdash, or else B'Shas Hanocho, when you put it down in front of the Mizbeach, or else our Mishnah holds, like Reb Shimon, B'Shas Kriya. You have to have the Kriya, you have to say the Pasha Rami Oberavi. Moses says, "Come on, who does go like? Kiyai tan like this tana. The tana you learned. We are blazer right now. Bikurim miksosan bachutz or miksosan bifnim. Half of it, whatever the more means, either outside Yerushalayim or inside, or means outside the Beis Hamikdash or inside the Beis Hamikdash. But we have bikurim. Half of it is outside the chayma of Yerushalayim, according to Rambam, and half of this basket is inside Yerushalayim. So lachol is shabachutz harei kachulim." The part of the basket that's outside Yerushalayim has no Kedushas Bikurim yet. It's like whoever wants to can eat it. The Chol Devarim. But Shebefnim, the part of the basket that's inside the Chaymas Yerushalayim, Harei Kehegdish, that's Lach like Hegdish, the Chol Devarim. So that's why, like this Mandiyama, that the Bikurim is only Chal when it comes inside Pnei Abayis, inside the Chaymas. Whether it means Yerushalayim with the Beis Hamikdash, that's the Machlokes. Omer Rav Sheish says, Bikurim Hanochem HaKevus Ben. He's on this shita also, that the mitzvah putting it down in front of the Mizbeach, that's Makev. Up until then, we have the lav and the misa for Zahar to eat from it. But Kriya ain't HaKevus Ben. That's not Makev. Even before the Yisrael says, Aram Yevet Ovi, it's mitzvah for Kriya to eat the Bikurim. There's no more, he has the heter. So, Kaman, who does Rav Sheish go like? Kaman, Ki Aitan, like this Tana. The Tani we learned, Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Shloisha Dvorim, Mishum Shloisha Zakenim, said over three different halachis, in the name of three Zakenim. Rabbi Yishmael, Yomer Yishmael says, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yala Odom, my Sisheni, Bizman is there, Yishlayim, the Yechlenu, that Bizman is there when we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, after the Churban. Still, I would think that you could take your my Sisheni and bring it up to Yishlayim and eat it there, because it's still called Yishlayim. The dinner, it's a svara, it's a kavuchayim like that, it's a svara. Bechor, toyin avoyis mokim. A korban bechor, you have to bring it to the Beis Hamikdash. Umaisheni Toyna Vois Mokom, Matsheni also has to be in Yerushalayim. Ma Bechor, just like Bechor, Enu Ela Befnei Abayis, Af Meiser, Enu Ela Befnei Abayis. That would be one svara. That just like Bechor is only brought to Korban when you have the Beis Hamikdash, Sechor Maiser Sheni also. You could only eat Maiser Sheni in Yerushalayim when you have the Beis Hamikdash. But if you don't have the Beis Hamikdash, maybe it's also to eat Maiser Sheni. I'll tell you now, Ma Le Bechor Shekein Toyin Matin Domer V'yemur Legabi Mizbeach. You know why a Bechor needs the Beis Hamikdash? Because the Bechor is a Korban. You have to bring the dam on the Mizbeach. You have to burn the fats on the Mizbeach. That's why this month there's no Beis Hamikdash. You don't have a Bechor. But Maiser Sheni, that does not need the Beis Hamikdash. Maybe even though there's a Korban Abayis, still you can eat Maiser Sheni in Yerushalayim. Maybe. So this I say, you know, Bikurim Yechichoy. Bikurim teaches me, know that Bikurim you only need Hanocho, and still you cannot eat Bikurim now that there's Churban Abayis. So Mali Bikurim, no, Shekein Tumen Hanocho, but at Kol Ponim, you need the Hanocho. You have to put it down in front of the Mizbeach. You need the Mizbeach. So maybe that's why if there's a Churban Abayis, there's no Pasha Bikurim. But my Tishemi, that the Chlav does not need the Mizbeach, maybe they could eat it today. Says you can eat Maaser Sheni lefnei Hashem. So Makish Maaser leBechor. This Hekish in the same person says Bechor also that Ma Bechor, just like a Korban Bechor, ain't a role lefnei Abayis. It has to be in front of the Beis Hamikdash. Af Maaser ain't a role lefnei Abayis. Also Maaser is only lefnei Abayis. That's what Rabbi Yosef said. Now, Yim Misa, Lufrach, Mala Bikurim, Shekein Tunin Kriya V'Hanocha. If you're going to tell me that Hanocha is Makiv, so now should ask the question, Mala Bikurim, Shekein Tunin Kriya V'Hanocha. So why isn't this part of the Pircha? Amravashi Nidhi Kuvaleka Mitzvah Mileka. So what do you want to bring a proof? That it's not Makiv. That you see Kriya is not Makiv. The Gemara only says Hanocha. The Gemara did not say Kriya. So you see Kriya is not Makiv. That's the proof that Rabbi Shmuel holds, free is not market. Omer Rav Ashi, Nidi Kuva Lekka, but Mitzvah Mileka. True, even if you want to say Kri is not Likuva, that means before Kri you could eat it, but there's still a mitzvah. So the Marsh still sort of brought down. Velefok Mitzvah. The Marsh has the Velaima Mitzvah. The Marsh has the question, there's still a new mitzvah Kriya. Velefok, that could also be a question. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here.
What do you mean by
that?
And he wants to explain that we know the kapora of the poraduma was in you know zoyf chukah tatera. It means to do mitzvahs the teras chukah. Like we don't understand why.
View test from now. We'll start over again. The four lines down. And Amar Rav Sheshes Bikurim Hanochem Akevus Behem. Rav Sheshes says by Bikurim, when the Yisroel brings it to the Kohen, after the Kohen makes the Hanoch, he just puts it down in front of him as Beach, that's enough, then he's allowed to eat it. But Kriya Eim HaKevus Ben, he does not have to wait until the Yisroel says the Pasha Rami Yavidovi. Kriya is not Makiv. So Morris says, Kaman, who does Rav Sheshes go like? Ki Hai Tanu as this Tana. The Tanya we learned. Rabbi Yossi Oimer Shloisha Dvorim Mishum Shloisha Zakenim. Rabbi Yossi says over three halachas from three different Tekenim, three different Tanoim. Now one of them, the first one, that's Magay to us, that Rabbi Yishmael, he says over the name that Rabbi Yishmael says, Yochel, I would have thought to say, that Yala Oda Maiser Sheni Bizman Azir, Bi Yerushalayim, Bi Yechlenu, that a Jew today could bring up his Maiser Sheni that grew in Eretz Yisrael, and he could bring it up and even in Yerushalayim, even today, even though there's no Beis Hamikdash today, but still, maybe a person can think, so what? Since there's still Kedushas Oretz, Kitcha L'Shaita, the Kitcha L'Asa Lovai, since the Oretz has Kedusha, that's why the Peiris that grow in Eretz Yisrael is still Chayiv and Trumas and Maiseris. So when we have a Maiser Sheni, maybe today you can still take it to Yishlaim and eat it. V'dinu, really it's a Svar not that way. V'dinu, there's a Svar no. Why? B'chor, Toyin Havoyis Mokim. When you have a Korban B'chor, you have to bring it to the Beis Hamikdash. You have to do the Avoida. It's a Korban. Who are the Maaser Sheni? The Torah says you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. You have to eat it in Yerushalayim. And Lechura, the Maila of Yerushalayim is that there's the Beis Hamikdash there. Since it has the Beis Hamikdash, that gives it the Kedusha. Suma b'chor, just like korban b'chor. Eino ela b'fnei habayis, you can only bring the korban if you have the Beis HaMikdash, or you can only eat the meat when you have the Beis HaMikdash. Is af meiser, the same sfer should apply by meiser sheni, that eino ela b'fnei habayis, you can only eat it when we have the Beis HaMikdash. That gives kedusha to Yerushalayim, and then that's called l'fnei Hashem, like we'll soon see the psukim. So that's what I would think. So I'm learning out now that just like Bechor, it's only Bizman you have the Beis HaMikdash. The same thing, Maaseh Sheni also, is only the same time we have the Beis HaMikdash. May I guess the question? Maybe no. I'll tell you. Ma'ale Bechor shekein toyin matin domim v'yemurin l'gabi mezbeach. There's a big difference. Of Bechor, it's a korban. You have to bring it. You have to bring the blood on the mezbeach. You have to burn the fats, l'gabi mezbeach. So pshita, you could only bring a bechor and eat the meat if you have a Beis HaMikdash that you could bring the korban. But my sisheni has no avoidu. There's no dam. There's no zriki. You don't need the mizbeach. My sisheni just bring into Yerushalayim and you could eat it there. So maybe even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's a korban abayis, maybe you'll out eat my sisheni bizman hazeh. Simora says bikurim yachiyach. This I'll prove you from bikurim. That what? For some reason we're learning now that Bikurim also needs the Beis HaMikdash. If you have no Beis HaMikdash, you cannot eat Bikurim, even though there's no Mizbeach. You do not need a Zrikas Dam, there's no burning. So you see, Bikurim tells us, even though you do not need the Avoidus, still you cannot do it unless you have the Beis HaMikdash. So Mar says, no, Ma'ale Bikurim, Bikurim is different. Shekein Tunan Hanocha. That was the answer. That Bikurim is different, because by Bikurim there's a mitzvah to put the basket down in front of the Mizbeach. So you need the Mizbeach. So that's why by Churban Abayis there's no Mizbeach, there's no mitzvah Bikurim. Ma'ashenken, Ma'isisheni, that does not even need Hanocha, maybe you could eat Ma'isisheni today in Yerushalayim. So how do I know? Talmud Leima, this with Darshan Apostle, it says, V'yachal teshom l'fnei Hashem alakecha. You should eat Ma'isisheni there. It says l'fnei Hashem. So now, makish ma'isel b'chor. We have a hekish in this pasuk of ma'isel sheni for the lach of a b'chor, a korban b'chor, ma b'chor. Just like by korban b'chor, eino elo l'fnei habayis, you could only eat the meat. V'shas we have the Beis HaMikdash is af ma'iser. The same way ma'isel sheni is only mutet eat eino elo l'fnei habayis. Only b'zman there's the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. That's called l'fnei Hashem. When the pasuk says v'yachal tesham l'fnei Hashem l'kecha, so it means not only Yerushalayim, but with the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. And b'zman hazeh we have no Beis HaMikdash, so it's not considered l'fnei Hashem. Therefore, ma'isi sheni b'zman hazeh, we know we do not eat it. We're poider it, and the money they throw away. Now that's what Rabbi Shmuel said. Now v'yim misa, if you're going to tell me that kriya is also makiv by Bikurim, that Bikurim, not only do we have to put it down in front of the Mizbeach, but you also have to have the Kriya, say the Parsha. So why didn't he say this? Yemisa, Lifrach, why didn't the Gemara ask the question, Ma'al the Bikurim, Shekin Tunan Kriya Vanocha? Should have said, you can't learn out Ma'isa Sheni from Bikurim. Bikurim is different. Bikurim has special mitzvahs, it has the mitzvah of Anocha and Kriya. How come Rabbi Shmuel did not say Kriya? So this is the proof that this Tana Rabbi Shmuel holds, Kriya is not Makif. So Rav Sheshes holds like Rabbi Shmuel, that by the mitzvah Bikurim, it's enough just to put it down in front of the Mizbeach. You made the mitzvah Sanocha, that's Makif, then the Kohen is allowed to eat. But even before the Kriya. So Rav Sheshes holds like Rabbi Shmuel. So where it says no, there's no proof. Omer Rav Ashi, Vashi has still a question. Nehi di kuvaleka. True. Even if you want to say that the mitzvah's Kriya, to say the parsha of Aram Yevet Ovi is not makiv, that means before you're allowed to eat it, but still, mitzvah mileka, isn't there at least a mitzvah to have the kriya? So, Sovaleima, let the Gemara, before we ask the question, mitzvah, let's say there's a mitzvah. Vilifra can ask the question also. Maybe you know why Bikurim is only the zman you have the Beis HaMikdash, because it has special mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Hanocha Likuva, and Lechatchila there's a mitzvah kriya. Still it's a kasha on the Braisa. Why didn't Rabbi Shmuel bring down that Bikurim has a special mitzvah, at least lechatchila, of a mitzvah's kriya? So anyway, it's a question on Rabbi Shmuel. Ella, what do you have to answer? Elomu Rav Ashi, ki von di'ika, Bichurei Hager, there's one case of Bikurim that there's no mitzvah kri at all. If a ger brings Bikurim, he has no mitzvah. He cannot say, Deboi Lameimar, Ashenishpa Hashem Lavasenu. In this pasha of Aram Yoimed Ovi, we say Ashenishpa Hashem Lavasenu to our fathers, Floy Motzi Yomar. And a ger cannot say Lavasenu. So therefore the locker is, a ger does not have to say the pasha of Aram Yoimed. So it comes out, there are cases that there's no mitzvah, not even the chetchila of Kriya. Therefore, lepsikalei. Therefore, it's not 100% for sure that the mitzvah's bikurim needs kriya. There is this one case of a ger that does not even need it lechatchila. Therefore, he doesn't mention it. So, therefore, there's no proof to Rosh Hashanah. It could be by regular Jew that he has the mitzvah kriya. It's likuva. Maybe without the kriya, you cannot. The kain is also teeth the bikurim. Just why didn't Rabbi Shmuel bring it down? Because he wants to say a clear cut case that applies to everybody. And that's Hanacha. But Kriya depends. To a Ger, there's no mitzvah Kriya. But it could be to a Jew, there's a mitzvah Kriya, and maybe it's Likuva. So we have no proof that from Rabbi Shmuel to Rav Sheshes. Now the Gemara says, Oma le'im. For the Gemara question, V'leheda dino v'teisi b'mehatzad. Still I have a question. The Gemara came out before, how do I know that Maaseh Sheni today, you cannot eat in Yerushalayim? And the only answer was a special Gzeras HaKosev. We have a pasuk of, V'yachal Tashem L'fnei Hashem L'kecha, and we make a hekish to Bechor. But without this special pasuk, I would have thought that Maaseh Sheni is different from Bikurim and from Bechor. Why? Because each one has a special Chumrah. So Gemara asks, that's every Mahatzad. Let's learn out though, two together. Like you want to learn out from Bechor itself, Bechor has Imurim, you can't learn out. So say Bikurim is Tachiyach. Yes, the question, Bikurim has a mitzvah Hanacho or Kriya, so I'll tell you Bechor Tachiyach. So let me learn out, each one throws away the other Chumrah, and that's Tzad HaShava, but the more of a taste of a Tzad. And the Tzad HaShava is it has Kedusha, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there, so maybe only Bizman you have to face the Migdash. So I should still learn out Maaseh Sheni from two of them together, from Bechor and from Bikurim. So Rashi says no. Mishum Dikol Amirfachik asks the question: Mali Atzad Hashava Shaben Shekain Yesh Ben Tzad Mizbeach. They both need the Mizbeach. A Bechor needs it Poshet for the Zrikas Adam for the Emurim. Bikurim needs it for the Mitzvah Sanocha. Mashma the Kri also has to be in front of the Mizbeach, but you need the Mizbeach. That's why Bizman Hazeh by the Churban Abayis, there's no mitzvah bikurim. Mashenkein, Maisisheni, that does not need the Mizbeach at all. I would have thought you could eat Maisisheni today in Yerushalayim. That's why I need a special pasuk of Yechal Tashem Lefnei Hashem Lekecha. Now the Gemara says, well, my kesover, what does this Tana hold? My kesover. E kesover, if he holds, Kedusha Rishoina, the first Kedusha on the base of Migdash, Kitcha Leshaita, the Kitcha Losalovai, that the Kedusha still remains on the Mokum of the Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, even though like today we have no bias, but that Mokum still has its Kedusha. If so, Afilu Bechor Nami, even a Bechor also it should be Mutter to bring the Korban itself. Like Rashi says, Afilu Bechor Nami, Yakrit, you could even bring it, V'yoychel and eat the meat, Doman V'yislai Kitcha Losu Lovai, Svirala Makrivin, he holds, you could bring Karbonas today, Afo P. Shein Bayis, even though we have no Beis HaMikdash. Kedarmina B'Megillah Nikras, like the Gemara in Megillah says, that according to this man, the Yoma, Bizman Azeh, you could bring a Karbon. One time holds like this. So if the Awatan Rabbi Shmuel here holds, that Kitcha Losa Lavoi, and so even a Bechor also, so why are you telling me for sure, a Bechor, you cannot not eat the meat today in Yerushalayim? Why not? You can even bring the Karbon also. That's why he speaks about it. You need a Zrikas Dam, you need a Mizbeach, so they'll build a Mizbeach. You can build a Mizbeach today, even though you have no Beis HaMikdash. So, according to this Man D'Yama, everything is Mutter today. So he can't be going according to this Man D'Yama. So more is the question, B'chor Nami, Elamai, what Ik is so, if this Tana holds, Ik is so far, Kedusha Rishoyin Nekid Shalot L'Shaita. It only had the Kedusha, this man, you had the Beis HaMikdash there at that place. But after the Churban Abayis, the Kedusha is removed. It's not there, Losa Lavoi. If so, Afilu Bechor Nami Tiboi, If so, why are you saying for sure Bechor is no good? You could even ask the question, what will be the halacha by Bechor? And Rashi explains, let's say you have this Korban Bechor, that they brought the Korban. The Kohen made the Shechita, he made the Zerikas Adam, he made the Emurim. He didn't get around to eat the meat yet. And now there was a Korban Abayis, they burnt down the Beis Hamikdash now. And he still has his meat around. So I could have a question, could I eat this meat or not? There is Kedusha Asaret, as Yisrael itself has Kedusha, just there's no Beis Hamikdash. So when I have to, when the mitzvah of eating Bechor in Yerushalayim, do I need the Beis Hamikdash or not? That's your doubt. That's your doubt about Ma'aseh Sheni. Ma'aseh Sheni, there's a mitzvah to eat Ma'aseh Sheni in Yerushalayim. That's the mitzvah. Yerushalayim has its Kedusha b'zman hazeh, because Eretz Yisrael still has its Kedusha. Your question is, do you still need the extra milah of the Beis Hamikdash or not? So if that's your doubt by Ma'aseh Sheni, you could have the same doubt by Bechor also. In the case where you already brought the Korban, you made the Zerikas Adam, you made the Emurim, and then there was a Korban Abayis, and you still have your meat left over. So the question is, are you still able to eat the meat? Why don't you have a doubt? There should also be a doubt. Even if Yod, it's not Kitcha Lasa Lavrei, so you can't bring a Korban out, but maybe just eating the meat should be Mutter. So why do you say, Bechor for sure not? And Ma'aseh Sheni, you have a doubt, you should have the same doubt by the meat of the Bechor. Samarin says, Amar Ravina says, Pshan disman di Amar Isli Oilam really ksavar, he holds, Kitcha Lashaita, Veloi Kitcha Lasalavai. And that's the way the Rambam paskins, that the Zman is there, there's no Kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash to bring Karbonus. We cannot bring Karbonus today. Vach, what's the case over here? Bechor, the Mar says clearly, Bechor by Korban Bechor, Shenizrak Domoi, Koidam Korban Abayis. That in the morning they made the Shechita, they made the Zrika, they brought this Korban. In the afternoon the Beis Hamikdash was Choraf. The question is, can the Kohen eat the meat tonight in Yerushalayim? Bechor Abayis, V'yadayim B'sar HaKayim. But the meat of this Bechor is still around. So the question is, are you allowed to eat the meat today in Yerushalayim or not? So the answer is, for sure not. This the Braisa knows for sure it's Asa. It's only a doubt about Ma'aseh Sheni. But this meat for sure is Asa. Why? The answer is, U'makshinan b'sara l'domai. We make a hekesh, the basar, the meat of this korban, to the mitzvah of Zrika, of its blood. Ma domai, just like the blood of the korban b'chor. B'mizbeach, you could only bring the Zrika, make the Zrika, when you have the mizbeach, when you have the Beis Hamikdash. If so, af b'saroi b'mizbeach. The same thing, the basar, the meat of the korban b'chor, is only edible b'zman we have the Beis Hamikdash. But after the korban abayis, you cannot eat the meat. That's why b'chor is poshim. There's a hekesh, b'saroi l'dama. Now, once I know by b'chor that even the basar you cannot eat if there's no Beis Hamikdash, now umakish ma'isla b'chor. In this pasuk of Yechalta Shavuchnei Hashem Lekecha, I'm learning out ma'isla sheni from b'chor. Just like the meat of the Bechor, you cannot eat if you do not have the Beis Hamikdash. The same thing, the mitzvah of Ma'aseh Sheni, you could only eat Ma'aseh Sheni in Yerushalayim when there's the Kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash. So that's Pshan, this Braisa. So we're running out Ma'aseh from Bechor, and Bechor itself we know from the Hekish, from its Basar to its Domai. So the question is that true? By Kodeshim, there's a special cloud. The Chidover HaLamad BeHekish, Chayzer Malamed BeHekish. There's a big machlokes in the Gemara in Zvachim. There's a man yom we hold by Kodeshim, at least the Rashi brings down. The Gemara in Zvachim says, Shein lemeidim b'kodeshim, in the parash of Kodeshim, lomad min alomad. If one halacha, it doesn't say clearly, you only learn it out the hekish, then you have no right to make another hekish to another halacha. That's called Shein lemeidim b'kodeshim, lomad min alomad. If one thing here, the buster of the Bechor, it doesn't say clearly, we're learning out the sorry Hekish to Domai. Since so if you only know Bechor from Hekish, you cannot learn out Ma'aseh Sheni from Bechor. Salkamiya the Braisa learns out. So Marin says, Ma'aseh Dogen Chulanu. What are we learning out? We're learning out Ma'aseh Sheni. Ma'aseh Sheni is Chulan. That has no Kedusha. That's not Kodeshim. True, Bechor has Kedusha. That's a Korbin. That's Kodeshim. But what you want to learn out, Ma'aseh Sheni, that's like Chulin, that has no Kedusha of Kodeshim. Therefore, I can learn out from a Hekesh to a Hekesh. So that's the question. Now, there's also Machlokes of Dan Zvachim. If you go